If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. Now, here's something many people probably have never thought of. You've heard of, is your glass half full or half empty, right? We've all heard that expression. I truly believe it's refillable. I truly believe the glass isn't half full. It's not half empty. It's refillable. Now, certain people believe there's a hole in the bottom of the glass. It's constantly leaking out. It's somebody else's fault. Guess what? Get some putty, plug it up, refill the glass, and live your life. Because if we sit there and constantly worry if we got a half full glass or a half empty glass, and we can't do anything about it either way, that's a problem. We have the ability to make changes. We have the ability to augment our lives, to change our lives, to change our situations. And that's what a refillable glass is all about. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
What an interesting perspective. So I am a pragmatic person in general, but I lean towards the optimism side of things. So, you know, with the original, you know, saying, you know, glass empty, half full, I always believe in things of being full, as in full of opportunity, full of positivity. And I love the idea of being refillable because I love the idea of abundance where you can always be topped off, right? I remember a friend of mine whose grandmother's cooking advice was, it never hurts to add a little extra pinch of whatever it is. And in that way, it's almost true. Like, the refillable, it never hurts to top things off. Heck, everyone knows, like, you know, the night before, top it off, right?
That's right.
And I think that that idea of, even if it starts to deplete a little, because, you know, life ain't roses all the time. And there's going to be times where, like, literally, like, for me recently, like, here's a non sequitur. I had a realization, Ben. Fall is my favorite season. But I haven't been able to really celebrate Halloween because I've been sick every Halloween. And someone goes, you know, that seasonal allergies and all that stuff. And I'm like, and I was like, wait a second. I never knew that before. Right. And just having that low energy, and I was feeling down, not productive, and life sucks. But I'm like, wait a second. This is my favorite time of the year. The season's changing. I love the cooling down of all that things. So in a way, it's almost like when you're down and you're seeing this half empty concept, it is sometimes tough to think and remember that it's always refillable. You know, it's hard, man. It's hard in practice.
It is hard.
Easier to say, like you and I keep talking about this. Easier said than done, Ben. So tell me, Goose, because you saw me. I was down and out the last few weeks here. So how do you suggest and help someone like me where I'm like, I'm normally a positive person, but man, I'm dying on the vine right now.
Well, I think you're like me. I mean, I get a cold in the fall. I do. I get a cold in the fall. But what I've done is I've started sitting there going, okay, what can I do about it? One, I get my allergy shot, and I get a COVID shot. No, I do. I go get an allergy shot, and I go get a COVID shot. I also sit there and start taking more vitamin C and more vitamin B, because I know I'm the classic guy that wears shorts and sandals way longer than I should. The temperature drops, it gets cooler, it gets wetter around here, and I'm still wearing shorts and sandals where I probably shouldn't be, but my brain is until the actual thing says September 21st and it's actually fall, I'm going to wear shorts and sandals, because damn it, before that, it's summer. And, you know, we get wet Septembers. That's reality around where we are. So I do what it takes for me to set myself up for success. I know that every year I get a cold. I know that every year I feel lousy. So I sit there and say, okay, what can I do to boost my immunity 3, 4, 5 weeks earlier to make sure that at least it gives me the better chance for success? And I think we need to start looking at that as what do we need to do to be successful, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's whatever, and sit there and say, okay, what else can I do to change the situation that I'm in? Because the world does not do stuff to you. The world is what the world is. The world is going to do what the world is going to do. It's how you react to it. It's how you sit there and say, woe is me. The world is spinning out of control. There's nothing I can do. I'm going to go crawl under the blankets and I'm going to wait for the world to be better. Or you can sit there and say, yeah, the world's gone to hell in a handbasket, but I'm still okay. And the people around me are still okay. And I can sit there and be that positive voice in a sea of chaos and move, help move people forward around me. And those are your choices. There's lots of choices, one way or the other in terms of that dichotomy, but to take it to different extremes, we as individuals need to control our own destiny. We need to sit there and say, okay, we know that we have a cold every year in September or October. Fine, what can I do? Go to my doctor. What can I do to mitigate this on a yearly basis, whether it's Claritin, whether it's vitamin B shots, whether it's whatever. We know that this time of year at the office is hell on wheels because it's budget season, it's this season, it's whatever, and we know we're extremely busy. Okay, what can we do in the slow months in September, in August and July, instead of just sitting there coasting, to pre-do some work to be able to make sure that when September, October, November rolls around and we are hell on wheels, that we're less hell on wheels because we've already done a lot of the pre-work to put ourselves in place. So it's looking at things going beyond the immediate and sit there and say, okay, what's happening over the next 3, 6, 9, 12, 18, 36 months? And how can we prepare ourselves for success? And very few people do that. Most people just live in the moment. Most people just, as the stuff hits the fan, they deal with it either positively or negatively. There's very few people that sit there and go, you know what? Sooner or later, the stuff's going to hit the fan. I know it's going to hit the fan. What can I do to put myself in a position that when it does, I'm in better position?
You know what's funny? For those that are emotionally oriented, how would you suggest people that like are react emotionally to things? Are there any techniques or advisement you would offer to that? Because you know me, I mean, again, I feel like I'm getting older now, but the younger me, if something wasn't going right, I would just blow up. It'd be like earth stop. Shattering, blah. Now it's kind of like I'm more subdued. I get more meditative, if that makes sense. So how would you suggest for those that are going through it that are more emotionally, how would you suggest they get themselves in the right place, headspace, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all need to go through it a few times before we sit there and say, how's that working for you? I mean, when I was 20 years old, I knew everything. You couldn't tell me anything. I knew all the answers. I was right all the time. If somebody did something that I didn't like, I blew up about it. And I got angry a lot. I was, your typical angry young man, whatever. It was what it is. Sooner or later, somebody actually came up to me and said, how's that working for you? Are you getting what you want, or are you getting people ignoring you? Are you getting people that sit there and say, you know what? We don't want to be around Ben when he's like this. So we're just going to ignore him. We're just going to put him in a corner and ignore him while he's like this, and we'll wait for the storm to blow over. Those are the people that are your allies, and those are the people that are your friends. And they're only going to put up with this for so
For
long.
so long, as you say, they're allies for until they're
Yeah, I
not.
mean, and they're not, until they're not. So the more we can sit there, and a lot of this comes with age. A lot of this comes with the fact that you've been down that hole and you found your way out of it enough times. Or you figured out a way to make sure that you put enough water in the hole that you can float your way to the surface. It's a matter of looking at things and sit there and say, how do you help people through this? A lot of times it's just by listening. A lot of times it's just by listening to sit there and say, okay, and what is that doing for you? And how is this working out for you? And is there a better way we could handle this that's going to be more effective and better for you in the long run? And a lot of that comes down to coaching. And you can't do that unless you have trust. Unless this person is willing to listen to you, understand and value you, treat you like a coach, and enable you to have those honest and open conversations, you're going to go nowhere with those conversations. So until you have a level of trust with these individuals, you can't do anything to help them. All you can do is sit there going, you know what? Yeah, I've been there. I get that. And you got to let them come to you. It's almost like that, to use a horrible expression, that stray dog that's been beaten enough times. If you constantly go up to them, they're going to constantly feel threatened. If you leave them be and you let them come to you, they can become your best friend.
If you beat a dog, I shall beat you
I beat
relentlessly.
people who beat dogs.
I beat people who beat dogs, and then I don't care. I don't care what the extenuating circumstances are. At any
Yeah,
rate,
I agree.
we
We
digress.
agree.
Yeah, I think it's this conversation to me is, and I really want to hear from the audience, you guys, on your perspectives on this, because it's, again, we keep talking about these concepts, easier said than done.
Every single time.
I feel like so much of it has to do with really, truly knowing yourself,
Yeah.
right? I mean, you really have to do some self-work, whatever it might be. Do it professionally. Do it with mentorship. Do it with your own self, with journaling. Do it with your spouse or partner, like whatever it might be, to kind of get yourself and feel whole.
And everybody's going to be different. What's going to work for me or what's going to work for Sia may not work for you, and vice versa. So it's about experimentation and sit there and say, okay, this works for me. I know when I'm feeling down, I'm feeling out, when I feel that the world is against me, I feel that glass is either empty or it's getting close to empty. I need to go for a walk in nature. Okay, cool. That works for me. I sit there and say, I go for a walk in nature. I look out over the ocean. I realize how big the world is and how small my problems are in comparison, and my life is much better. But that works for me. It doesn't work for everybody. And guess what? In Texas, walking out to the ocean's a little tougher.
Don't depress me further than I am. You know what? I totally forgot, and I wanted to add before we end this is, don't forget to ask for that help to replenish that
Absolutely.
cup. To literally, you see it on TV shows, like where like they call each other like bestie. I need help, or I need girl time. I need shopping, whatever. It's like you may not say I need help, but you could say it in other ways where it's like, for me, again, anecdotally is. C is hungry, and that's usually my friend's cue of like, okay, C needs to get out and get happy again with food, and then bounce whatever it is that's going on in this, random head. I think asking for help and knowing if you've been building your own board of advisors for yourself, you could reach out to the individuals that would be perfect for those situations.
Right. Because as you said, not everybody's going to get you in every particular case. Some people are just going to tell you to suck it up and move on. And that might be what you need in certain situations and not exactly what you need in others. And having the person that gives you the swift kick in the butt, you know what? That's a good person to have in your back pocket, but you're not going to use them in every situation.
Yeah, I agree. Again.
So let's take a look at this. I believe the glass is refillable. I think that, whatever the situation is, unless it's death, nothing is terminal. You know,
Love that.
we can recover from pretty much everything. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. We need to move forward. We need to look at this a different way. There's a lot of phrases that come out of this, but all of those sit there and say, okay, we need to reset.
Yeah.
And being able to sit there and say, you know what, maybe I need to take some time to reset is a powerful way of saying is, I'm not happy with the way things are right now, but I know things can be better. It's taking it from a Sia point of view, it's if anybody hasn't heard this song, play it over and over again, the Jelly Roll song, I Am Not Okay. It is a phenomenal song and it tells a great story. It says, I'm not okay, I'm not all right, but I know that we're going to be all right. I am not okay, but I know we're all going to be all right. And being able to sit there and say, it may not be good at the moment, but we can always make it better.
I love that. I love that. I love that. So everyone in the audience, give us a green applause, emoji if you're on LinkedIn, or hit that like and subscribe button for us, because I think that right there is helping to keep our cup refilled to keep us
Exactly.
going on and on this. Because Ben, this is I think it's been such a fun pleasure, but of course we couldn't exist and be inspired if it wasn't for our audience. So
Absolutely.
audience that's out there, and for those like Yolanda, Raquel, Chris, Adi, like you guys are always consistently on, and if not, you guys comment and team replay. Like, really appreciate you guys, because I don't know, sometimes Ben, you and I, we've been doing this for so long, there are days that like some topics tend to like get more attention than others, and either way, without the feedback from the audience, like we wouldn't be able to refill our cup of not on this.
Right. So let's leave it there. Thanks for filling our cup, everybody. I'm Ben.
And I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon. But hey, listen, if you get a second, subscribe, like, whatever you do, hit the button. Make sure that you connect with us because we appreciate it all.
Yes, please.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.